Remind all participants, this conference is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. You may begin.
Thank you very much. Let me welcome everyone. My name is David Olive, Vice President for Policy Development Support. I would just like to take one moment to welcome everyone from the GNSO community to this call and to introduce our CFO and his team, Xavier Calvez, Juan, and Abba, who will present to you the fiscal 13 budget framework. I then now turn it over to you, Xavier. The floor is yours, and the presentation will begin. Thank you so much.
Thank you, David. Can everyone hear me well?
Loud and clear from my point.
Okay, thank you, David. Thank you for organizing this call and for taking the time to participate to it. I'm not sure who is on the call and who is not, but I will scan through the list of participants on the Adobe Room, and we'll have the transcript as well. And what I suggest we do is the following. I will go through the slides one by one with the intent to describe what the information is, but not necessarily going in very much details. I will provide a little bit of insight, but I will also expect that any one of you who has any questions or comments on the slide that we will go over will jump in, interrupt me please, and jump in and ask any question that you may have or make any comment that you have on this slide. So I will try to pause at each slide and allow for this input to be provided. One preliminary note, we do intend to, because of the help of having this call recorded and transcribed, we do intend to, at the appropriate time, gather and publish the questions and the answers that will have been collected through this call, as well as the other calls that are happening or have happened with other organizations, to just make sure that these comments or questions that determine a response is a set of information that is provided to everyone that can benefit from it, and a question asked by a given organization and not by another doesn't mean that that other organization is actually not interested in what the question was and what the answer is. So we will make sure that we also publish that unless a specific reason leads this group to prefer to not have those comments or questions published. I will go over the slide. So, Glenn, do I have the hand on the presentation, or do you?
We can give you the hand, Xavier.
If you don't mind. Good, I think I do now. So, I'm on slide 2. This is just a brief description of the budget process and how this framework document fits into that process. I will let you read this, and will only take questions if you have any at this stage. The next slide, number 3, is also suggesting or indicating the link to the strategic plan that we have taken into account to work on this framework at this stage, which we believe is an important reference point, and we'll talk a little bit more about it down the road. Any questions at this stage? I'll continue, and I'm assuming that everyone will stop me as they see fit for any questions. Page 4 is a very high-level visual overview of the budget process. As a reminder, to just remind everyone where we fit currently in the process and what's ahead of us. Again, I will not stop there until there is any question. Page 5 is a description of the ICANN priorities, with the list of priorities being set on page 6. And these are the priorities that we are working on, basically, in order to ensure that we have consistency with our strategic plan and in the overall ICANN mission. We are formulating those priorities as a tool between the strategic plan, which is multi-year and fairly high level, the budget, which is a very annual view and very detailed. We're formulating those priorities to help us ensure consistency between budget and strategic plan, and as a tool for that exercise. And it's a useful referential to ensure consistency. This is what the slide 5 explains, and the slide 6 provides the list of those priorities, and we will continue using them, as you may have seen already, on the subsequent slides relative to projects. And I'll pause for a second, and we'll continue. I think Alain Béranger has a question.
Oui, c'est ça. Can you hear me?
Yes, very well.
Excellent. I was wondering if you could go back to the timeline, as I have a question related to that.
Sure.
If you don't mind.
No, I'm there. Yes. On slide 4.
Excellent. I wanted, of course, I'm concerned about the NPOC constituency as well as the overall picture. So on this, for the constituencies and stakeholders group budgets, do they come under this SOAC additional request?
Yes, partially. So there is we will see further in the presentation how we have broken down conceptually the budget process and the input and the source of information. But in essence, yes, the SO and AC support budgets are determined by two different sources and two different processes. There are, in the core operations of ICANN, there's a certain amount of activities and funding that support directly the various organizations, all of them, to a certain extent, and sometimes with different types of support, whether it's staff, fees, whatever it is. But that's part of the core operations. And what we have introduced last year was the process of the ASO and AC and basically any ICANN organization's additional requests to allow for a certain amount of flexibility in requests or support, whatever it can be, that is not necessarily provided on a recurring basis in the core operations, that is nonetheless something that is would be considered useful by an organization, and that we would try to provide financing for during a given year. So that's what this portion is, and we only have tried to indicate here that we are all together working on this subject, I would say currently. The deadline that we had communicated originally for this input to be received from the community is January 20th. We have given a grace period until January 31st for providing input on additional budget requests, and we are currently receiving those requests, and that's what's going on now. And the next step is to compile them, review them, ask any questions, and suggest an approach to sort them out, to prioritize them, so that we can review with the community, ideally in San Jose, that's the intent, during the ICANN 44 meeting, you can review that list and try to come up together with the community with a finite list of requests that fit within that additional request budget. Long answer for your question, but I wanted to make sure where it's complete.
No, excellent. This is a very thorough and detailed answer, and I guess the next Tuesday is the absolute deadline for constituencies and for organizations to put their proposals forward.
Correct.
Right. Thank you very much, and sorry if I've preempted your process.
No. That's fine. I'm going back, therefore, to the list of priorities on page 6. This is the type of information that we wanted to make sure we provide so that you also get a chance to provide your input. It has been determined as indicated on page 5, but we definitely would like to make sure that everyone is comfortable with those, and that if we are not taking into account priorities that you think should be there, that we do correctly include such priorities so that we ensure that collectively we are looking at the 2013 fiscal year budget correctly. So this is definitely something. Sure.
Can I get in the queue?
I see still Alain with the hands up. I don't know if it's the previous request or and then somebody else has asked to be in the queue, and I don't know who it is. Sorry.
No, sorry. I'm trying to take it. I've just lowered my hand. Apologies.
No problem.
And it's Marilyn. I'd like to be in the queue.
I guess you're first in the queue, Marilyn. Please go ahead.
Thanks. Thank you very much for doing this. I'm sure all of us are, we will have probably even more questions, but this is an opportunity to start asking that. My question is, if we're not fully seeing a priority that our constituency or stakeholder group sees should be added, what is the process for us to do that?
So we the framework is published for comment since the 17th, and as per the most recent public comment process of 21 plus 21 days of comments from the community and a response to these comments, you're most welcome to provide your comments to us in whatever form is most adequate. Email is obviously fine at controller@icann.org to say we think there's a priority that's not been mentioned in the list of 13 priorities on page 6, and this is what it is, and this is why we would like it to be considered, and then that's how to provide that input. That's exactly the type of input we would like to make sure we can get.
Thank you.
No problem. Pursuing through page 7, so we have intended to sort out these priorities on the previous slide as per the 4 strategic pillars of our strategic plan. And I think most of you will recognize those pillars. And it was also helpful to just display our understanding of the consistency of those priorities with what our strategic plan is, and we thought it was helpful to display that. I will go to the next slide. And this is what I was referring to when I was answering Alan's question on the ASO and SC process. This is trying to provide everyone with a very high-level view of the budget from the perspective of what we're calling core operations, what is strategic projects, and what is then the community additional requests. And the term additional is meaningful here and is suggested that there is a certain amount of community support that's included in the core operations. But as I said before, we have implemented last year, I think, this process of an additional request, additional community requests envelope to try to address support that's not already in the core operations, as we indicated before. Just a comment on this, on the amounts that appear here. You can see amounts under core operations and under strategic projects. The strategic projects are a list of subjects on which a lot of people work on, whether staff or community members or both. In terms of costs, the costs of the staff for the time that they work on those special projects, strategic projects, is not included in the amount that you see in here. It's included under core operations. We have not stripped out from the core operations costs the proportion of time or the cost corresponding to the proportion of time that the staff spends on projects. So basically the strategic projects amount of $11.5 million basically includes external costs rather than fully burdened costs. I will move on to slide 9. This slide is basically presenting the same information, but just compared to the full year 2012 budget. Moving on to slide 10. This is just providing a little bit of a more detailed understanding, as well as slide 11, of the core operations activities that are included under core, therefore. And again, same thing here. I'm not staying on these slides, but we do expect that you would want to potentially provide input as to what activity fits where and to provide your questions or comments on that. Moving on to the strategic projects overview, this in the slides until page 20, slide 20, are slides that go over the list of projects, strategic projects. I will try to explain a bit further what this slide is about. Slide 12. On the left hand, you have the full year 2012 projects that have been budgeted for as part of the full year 2012 budget. On the upper hand, you can see in the left blue column, the upper part of it that's white, are the list of, are the projects that we're expecting will be closed by the end of this fiscal year, by the end of June. And on the lower end, in light blue, in the same column blue, you can see the list of projects that we are working on in 2012 that we're expecting to continue working on in 2013. And you can see that we've replicated that list of projects on the upper part of the column in red on the right of this slide. Then to that list of projects that carry forward, we have then added new projects that are on the lower end of the red right column on this slide that are the new projects to be added in 2013, and obviously on this slide or on the next one, which I will go to now, we are expecting that you provide as well any questions or comments that you may have on this list of projects, and obviously as to why is this project in this list, why is another project not in this list, and what is the level of importance that is given to these projects. You may have ideas or opinions as to whether a project should be should normally represent a higher level of priority, should cost less, should cost more. Understanding that the and sorry, I moved on to slide 13 now. On slide 13, you see that same list of 2013 projects. So it's the red column of the on the right of the preceding slide. Now we have indicated envelopes or amounts in front of each of the projects. Also, the page number of subsequent slides where we provide a little bit more color on each of the projects. So we have attempted to cover the top 10 of each categories of projects. On one hand, the 2012 projects that carry over, and on the end, the new projects for 2013. So that third column that says slide number refers to the slide number that follow, where we provide a little more color on the projects. Coming back on the second column, that's the envelope associated with each project. These we have attempted with the departments, the ICANN staff departments, to formulate an envelope for these projects just for the purpose of providing a little bit of information relative to the magnitude of the project. How big is it? What amount of money are we talking about, so that you can make the difference between a $50,000 project or a $1.5 million project? Not the same thing, not the same level of importance, and certainly your input on what that envelope reflects in terms of importance or priority is very much welcome. Of course, as it relates for the 2013 projects, these are very preliminary amounts. We're not talking about anything set in stone. It's really, I would put it on the side of the best guess at this stage rather than a very detailed, supported budget per se, but this is the preliminary input that we have received from departments, and I think the value of that information is to help you understand the level of importance that's provided to these projects, or the level of resources that we're expecting to provide and that we would expect comments on. I'm not going to go over the list in detail. I will only take Alain's question again.
Yeah, thank you very much. I hope I'm not asking too many questions. On the second row, C-1212,
yes.
The new GLD application support, I have gathered from my very preliminary work on the JAS work group that there was a total budget of $2 million set out for this support. Can I assume then that, you know, given what you've said, that you expect to remit possibly these support funds over a period of 3 years, 2 to 3 years?
No. So the costs that appear there are independent from the $2 million that you have in mind, and I think somewhere we're making this comment, probably not there, but I think a little bit further in the presentation we're making this comment because we had the same question from a person from the board who reviewed this presentation before it was published. So the costs there that appear there are not the funds, are different from the funds that will be used to help needy applicants. The costs that are there are the costs that we are estimating at this stage will be required to administer the program as well as to inform the public of the existence of the program. So it's separate from the $2 million. The $2 million will be funded in addition to the cost to administer the program separately. And be made available to fund needy applicants that will have been found eligible to that support.
Thank you. That's very clear. Thank you very much.
No problem. Moving on, and again, I will not go over the detail of each slide, but then we are also providing on page 14, a few additional projects which we are currently assessing further and for which we didn't have yet amounts to disclose, but we wanted to make sure that this list of projects is also being reviewed as part of the fiscal year 2013 budget process. We just had less information about them but didn't want to ignore that list so that you all who can review this document have the understanding of what we're doing. We then, in the subsequent slides, 15 to 20, if I'm not mistaken, provide the input that I was referring to earlier on slide 12 on a limited number of projects, the top 10 of carryover of 2012 and the top 10 of the new projects of 2013. Each box on these slides refer to one of those projects and try to provide a little bit more color and understanding as to what the project is about. Again, I will not go on the detail of each slide, but we'll move on and let anyone take a little bit more time to go over these comments in that data and come back to us with any questions that is relevant. And we're happy to have these questions during the call, obviously, to have them in writing after this call during the public comment period. Jumping on to page 21, we are presenting on page 21 and 22 the assumptions and numbers and figures associated with the new GTLD application project or program. Because of how impactful and meaningful those numbers are in the overall ICANN budget, we thought it useful to present these assumptions ahead of the full ICANN numbers so that those are more clearly understood when you look at them once you have seen what the assumptions are for the new GTLD program. So we are providing a little bit of comments on how we've built the new an updated view of the new GTLD applications program numbers, and on page 22 you have those numbers. So on page 22, and just to be clear to everyone, the numbers on page 22 are based upon an assumption that we're going to receive 500 applications. This is consistent with what the budget approach had been for 2012 that was confirmed in Singapore, and we have not tried to change this approach as of yet. For now, we all know that by the time we publish the budget, actually on the exact same day that we publish the detailed budget for comment, May 1st, we will also publish the list of strings that have been applied for. So we will know that day, that very same day, whether it is 500, 100, 4,000, or anything else. As a result, we will not have been able to take that information into account to build the draft of the budget. So we will have to take into account that uncertainty when we produce the draft of the budget. And after we will have produced the draft of the budget, we will ensure that we allow ourselves to change the assumptions of the number of applications in the models that we're using so that we can update these models with the correct number of applications and then integrate that new GTLD piece updated into the overall ICANN budget for approval in Prague in June. Any questions on this process? This is an element of timing that's creating quite an issue from a logistical standpoint for us. Just wanted to make sure it's clear to everyone. Chuck, I think you have a question.
Yes, Avi, thank you. I think I know the answer, but I want to make sure. So the little box on the right there, when it says 10 applications at 80%, that's 80% refund, right? 80% of the fees?
Yes, yes. So we have tried to formulate without much data, honestly, historical data, we have tried to formulate out of 500 applications, how many applications could be dropping off throughout the various phases of the application process. And you can see here that we're assuming from memory this adds up to 137, I think. So 137 applications out of 500 would not go to completion, and they would drop off the process as per what's indicated here. And the various percentages that you see there are basically the amount of fees that get refunded to the applicant whose application is stopping in the process. And those percentages correspond to milestones of the application process.
Thank you. Thank you. That's what I assumed. I just wanted to make sure I was assuming correctly. Appreciate
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you're correct. While I'm at it, any other questions? We'll continue. So now that we've laid out the picture for the new GTLD applications program, and we're also providing a more detailed understanding of what those assumptions are on page 23, then on page 24, we are showing the actual budget framework, or high-level budget. I don't necessarily like that much the word of framework. This is basically a high-level budget, preliminary budget, before coming to a more detailed budget in May. But this is helpful for us to build and to gather input. So this is a preliminary view of the budget framework that displays at the top the revenues, and throughout this document from top to bottom, the expenses and the net differences. A few comments on this, and in a similar fashion for slide 21 that I didn't comment on, and I should have, slide 22, sorry, the left columns on those two slides, 22 and 24, that are shaded in gray, are the same information that was produced at the time of the budget in June in Singapore. So those are the historical full year 2012 budget numbers. On slide 22, the rightmost columns are an updated view of the same information. And on slide 24, the rightmost columns, the three columns on the right, are the current view of the fiscal year 2013 numbers. When I look at this view on the right, there's a column that's called new GTLD. That's the second column from the right. That column for 2013 for new GTLD corresponds to the 2013 column of the slide 22 that we just looked at for new GTLD. To this column is added the core operations and projects estimation of costs for 2013, and the two together are added to reflect the overall ICANN budget. We will continue going forward to display systematically the new GTLD costs and revenues distinctively of the core operations, so that the total budget is always displaying the impact of the new GTLD program, which you recognize is obviously very significant. I will only emphasize one element at this stage on the new GTLD, let me rephrase, on the overall 2013 budget numbers that are here. And nothing of this is set in stone, of course. You will see that the core operations displays a net amount of expenses that exceeds the net amount of revenues, therefore creating a deficit for that given year. The basic assumption that we currently have at this stage is that there are, in the core operations of 2013, costs assumptions relative to operating the new GTLDs once they will be delegated into registries, for example, writing the new contracts with the new registries will take resources that are not necessarily existing internally and will drive costs that are included on that column on the left in core operations. We, of course, will not have, or very limited amount, as we will see in the revenue slides down the road, there's very little amount of revenues generated during 2013 fiscal year from or by the new names that will have been granted, because the process will be recent enough that the earlier names that will be granted will have been operated for just a few weeks or months, and will therefore generate relatively low amount of revenues. However, we will have a certain amount of costs to operate to get to that point in the core operations. Those costs are the costs that are incurred to operate the new GTLDs, not relative to the application processing. The application processing costs appear in the second column from the right under the heading New GTLD. I wanted to make that comment to make sure that you have that information up front, because I'm sure that a number of you will have that question down the road. I will move on from there. Unless there are questions, I'll pause a bit because, of course, this is one of the most important slides in this presentation, so I want to make sure everyone has a little bit of time to look at it. Moving on to slide 25. 25 through 28, I think we have attempted to provide a little bit of color around assumptions that support the numbers that are presented on slide 24. And Alain, you can see there that we are assuming that in 2013, in addition to the $800K relative to the applicant support administration and communication costs, there is the applicant support fund of $2 million that will be funded. So that's where this information appears there. And this is separate from the $800K that we've seen earlier. You have a question, Alain?
Yeah, very clear. Very clear, Xavier. I was wondering, and this, I probably should know this, but in any case, I don't know the answer as I'm seeing this. Why is the fund of $2 million treated as an expense as opposed to an endowment or an asset?
It is treated as an expense because we will attempt, in timing is not yet entirely defined or is not fixed yet, we will attempt to create a separate foundation for the applicant support funds that will be funded with these $2 million. And there will be a physical expense for the ICANN corporation of $2 million corresponding to the funds transferred to that foundation, which we're assuming will also be administered by ICANN, but that's irrelevant to the to our discussion now, and that will receive that $2 million as, to your point, a contribution, basically. But it is an expense for ICANN Corporation, and it will be a donation and an income for the foundation, and then the foundation will use those proceeds to support applicants.
Okay,
but the funds
clear.
Have
Thank
to come
you.
Out from somewhere, right? And they're coming out from ICANN, and any reduction of the basically the reserve from ICANN is an expense.
Great, thanks.
No problem. Slide 26,
Xavier, it's Marilyn. Can I ask a related question?
And, sure.
Where's the cost associated with setting up a foundation, operating it? Does that appear in this year's budget? Or?
So this is at least for now conceptually included in the JAS project that we've looked at a little bit earlier in the presentation, the 800.
Right. Okay. 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 Thanks.
No problem. Again, I won't go into details, but page 26, page 27, 28, and 29 provide a bit of color as to main assumptions that we've taken into account. I will just emphasize that on page 28 and 29, we've tried to provide a little bit of information relative to specific trends that we see coming out of the input that the departments of ICANN have provided us relative to changes of expected activity from fiscal year 2012 to fiscal year 2013. As an example, on page 28, the second bullet point relative to the language services, we see an increasing amount of language services needs today that create a pressure on costs from a budgeting standpoint. But we are seeing currently this as being quite consistent with the expansion of the ICANN community in terms of number of participants, with the need for ICANN to be able to provide information in different languages and to support translation services throughout the ICANN meetings and other meetings. So there's an increasing amount of needs there. We wanted to make sure we put out in the presentation the fact that this is an assumption that we're making for 2013 that does have an impact on the costs. Moving on, we have from page 30 through 32, I think, the revenue assumption numbers, the revenue numbers and then the revenue assumptions that led to those numbers that we have retained to formulate the projection of revenues. And happy to provide any answers to any questions there. There's a slight oddity that we will try to correct on slide 30, which is that it looks like the CCTL, the revenues are increasing by $300K year on year, but because we have not yet added the actual of 2011 fiscal year, what we're actually suggesting is to keep the revenues at the same level that than 2011 actual revenues from the CCTLDs in 2013. At this stage, I would want to stop and ask if there's any questions on any subject of this presentation. There's also a little bit of information on the contingency fund on page 33. Sorry, so Chris, I think you have a question on the historic GTLD costs. I don't know if you were on the phone or not. Not on the phone. Okay. So let me take just a few seconds to read your comments and to try to answer them. And for everyone, in case there are people who are on the phone but not on the Adobe. Chris is asking, are you picking up all the historic GTLD costs? Slide 24, new GTLD risk reserve, $9.8 million plus $24.8 million equal 34.6, but 500 times 60 equals 30 million, which is different than 34.6. And then Chris also asked, historical cost of 4 million fiscal year 2012 and 10 million fiscal year 2013. Where is this from? I will ask Juan to provide the, who I think is on the call, correct, Juan?
Correct, I'm on the line.
Yeah, can you provide the more specific and detailed answer to those numbers that I think you're very familiar with?
GTLD reserve, okay, so.
It's about the historical costs, right?
Correct, so. So those are, the $60,000 per application 500, and the way that we've amortized them over 2 years is based on the percentage of the costs that we're incurring in each fiscal year. So, for example, and I don't have the exact percentages in front of me, but if in fiscal year 12 we're recognizing we're incurring 30% of the entire application processing costs, then we are applying that percentage to the total risk contingency amount to figure out the fiscal year 12 amount and then the remaining percentage in fiscal year 13. But the total of it will give us the $60,000 per application. And same
Chris,
thing for the historical
I think
cost.
Sorry, Juan, to add to that. Chris, I think that you are doing something that is not consistent by adding together on slide 24 the year 2012 as formulated in June last year to the year 2013 as formulated currently. And this is not correct from the perspective that there are different assumptions that led to establishing the 2013 numbers from the ones that led to establish the 2012 numbers at the time of the budget. So you can only add together the 2012 and 2013 numbers that appear on slide 22, but not as it relates to the new GTLD, not the 2012 and 2013 numbers that appear on slide 24, because those were produced at different times and are therefore not apples or apples and oranges, basically. Okay, I see. I think you're comfortable with this answer. I would only argue that between 30 and 34, there's 4 million. 4 million is a lot of money, but I think we're in agreement. And I think Juan answered your question on historical costs. And the historical cost of ICANN is also something that we're trying to round up, that we will make sure we provide a more comprehensive view of. There's, I think, in 2012, the budget there is $6 or $6.5 million. There was about the same amount of money last year, or a little bit above that. And when you add up the various years, you arrive at about the I think the $30 million that has been used as an assumption here, which is quite a lot of money if you think about it. Any other questions? I don't see any hands being raised, but I also don't necessarily see that everyone is on the Adobe room. For example, I know that Marilyn is on the call, but I don't see your name on the room. So if there is anybody having any questions that I don't necessarily see on the Adobe room, please jump in on the call. Okay. As we indicated earlier, I'm expecting, we are all expecting that you will be able to spend more time on these slides down the road, and that upon spending more time, you would have questions that, of course, have not been formulated during this call, which was not necessarily the intent of. So we're very happy to receive those questions and answer them as diligently as possible. What we will probably do is acknowledge your question when it comes in, and if we can respond to it very immediately, we will. But at the minimum, we'll acknowledge your question and we'll make sure we answer to it within the public comment guidelines timeline. At this stage, unless there's any other questions or comments, David, I'm done on my side.
Xavier, let me thank you and your finance team, Juan and Abba, for your presentation and the information contained in this PowerPoint slide. Again, we welcome your inputs and encourage them. And so with that, I would like to wish everyone good evening, good afternoon, good morning, depending on where you are. Thank you very much for participating in this briefing call.